101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:14, 70 degrees in West Bend this morning, and we have guests for a community conversation in the studio today. And Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center are here, and along with the guests, but I'll let you guys go ahead and do introductions.
Hello, good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring, the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
Michelle Spettle, the Marketing Specialist at the Volunteer Center.
And my name's Terry Maddock, and I'm on the Volunteer Committee for German Fest this year.
So perfect that you're with us, right, Volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
German Fest brought to us by Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties.
That's right. As of last year, 2016, that's
right,
when they took over the event.
Right.
This is their second year.
So we'll get to German Fest in a minute. But first, though, are you out of the boxes? How's the unpacking going?
We're getting there. Things with The Hub, which we've talked about in the past, our new nonprofit coffee shop that we're going to be opening this fall. It's going well. We are actually meeting with our architects and our coffee supplier on Wednesday, and we should be receiving our final plans. And then we're getting moving from there. So we are kind of working in a sea of boxes, but we're unpacking them slowly and finding the things we we need. But it's working.
Yeah, and I think our next visit with you, we're going to spend most of our time talking about the Hub and the progress and telling you just who our coffee supplier is.
Yeah, and ways that you can get involved. So it really is going to be a volunteer-run effort. So we'll talk about all the ways you can get involved with that the next time we're here.
Now, for people who don't know, you're in a brand new location for you.
We are. So our new address is 303 Water Street. It is on the roundabout right over by the Museum of Wisconsin Art and right outside of downtown West Bend. We're sharing the space with the Gallery of Wisconsin Art, a wonderful new art gallery here in West Bend. And it's just a great location, and we love it. Every view out our window is a beautiful one. So
it is. It's going to be a great place to have a cup of coffee.
And things are going to improve over there on that side, too, as they do finish the Riverwalk work on that side of the river.
Right. The excitement in that area is really cool. I mean, you're talking about that. There's going to be a new green space park across the street from us, working on the river. It's exciting.
There's a new small apartment development that's going to be over in that area also. Mm-hmm. So
the theater group is getting going and have
all kinds of
purchased the theater
on.
And are raising money to renovate that. So it's an exciting place to be right now.
Yeah. Well, if people need to get a hold of you, I'm thinking we're still in that transitional time.
We are in a bit of a transition, but the best way to get a hold of us is to call us at our phone number or email at contact@volunteernow.net. And then you can set up an appointment to talk with us, because we don't have regular business hours at this time. So calling us first, getting in contact with us first is the best way to go about that. I'm going to just give you our phone number once again is 262-338-8256. That has not changed, just our location.
All right. Sounds good. And Camp Superhero wrapped up?
Yeah, well, we got a couple weeks yet, but it's going great. We're having a fabulous summer, so I just want to shout out to all the awesome kids who are giving up time this summer to volunteer. It's really been fun. And we're looking forward to the last few weeks of that.
Speaking of awesome kids, you have
One other quick plug I wanted to mention before we talk German Fest. Speaking of awesome kids, our Champions of Change Rising Star winner from last year, 2016, is a wonderful local musician named Savannah Rose. She's a high school student here in West Bend and just a fabulous guitarist and singer.
Very talented.
Yes, a wonderful young lady. And she does a teddy bear drive every summer and raises money and takes all that money to buy teddy bears and other activity books and crayons and stuff for kids down at Children's Hospital. And her annual teddy bear drive is this weekend down at the farmer's market. So she'll be performing outside of Foz's between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. And if you are so kind to swing by, and all the money that gets dropped off in her guitar case that morning is used to buy teddy bears and other fun supplies for kids down at Children's Hospital. So just really encourage you to stop out and support Savannah. Yeah. She's an awesome
young lady. Just bring an extra few dollars with you to the farmer's market, so it's easy to help.
Yeah, there you go. So can you hit and just mention a couple of other of places that the Camp Superhero Kids have been since the last time you were here?
Absolutely. So we have been recently, we did a project with the Albrecht Free Clinic. Last week, we were out at Cedar Community. We had a fabulous day catching frogs out, doing what they call a frog rodeo out at River Edge Nature Center. It's just been a fabulous summer.
It has been really fun. I've been really happy to be a part of it this summer.
Yeah. Sounds good. And now we're going to, we'll shift gears from Super Kids to Germanfest.
So we're lucky this morning to be joined by Terry Maddock, who she mentioned is part of the volunteer committee for Germanfest. Habitat for Humanity is one of the longtime partners of the Volunteer Center. So we just wanted to invite Terry to talk about all the ways that we can get people involved with this awesome event here in West Bend. And how did Germanfest become part of Habitat for Humanity?
Well, let me just go backwards a little bit. So 31 years ago, you know, as we know, West Bend has a long tradition of a strong German background, and we've held to that tradition. And back in 1986, Tenney's True Value Hardware and some other shop owners hosted the very first Germanfest. And it started out as a four-hour event, one afternoon, which is now turned into a four-day event.
Wow.
31 years. So we're celebrating our 32nd annual Germanfest this year, and we're super excited about it. We've got, it's an amazing German celebration with authentic German food, music, sheepshead tournament, polka dancing, of course. I mean, isn't polka like the most happiest music ever? So it's just so fun.
You can't be sad when you polka.
You can. No. So, you know, it's just a really great event. And what's even really kind of even more terrific about it is during this time, they've raised about $500,000. Through the last 31 years, which has gone back into the community, most of it focusing in the downtown area. But it's also went and helped fund some other organizations, such as the Food Pantry, Cedar Lake Campus, the United Way, Threshold, and Kathy's Hospice, and a lot of other organizations as well. But those are just to name a few. And like you guys mentioned, since 2016, Habitat is now... Excuse me, the Germanfest is now a Habitat for a Habitat event. So we hosted that, and last year we raised $41,000.
Wow.
And this year's goal is $55,000. And that money, all the proceeds, will then go to build a home for a neighbor in our community.
That's really great.
It is. It's really exciting.
Habitat is doing three homes this year, I understand, in Washington and Dodge counties.
They are doing, I know they're doing a home out in Juneau. And then they're doing a side-by-side duplex in Jackson.
Right.
So those are under construction right now.
Right.
And so then the proceeds from this event will then go to build a new home for in one of the counties for a family.
Awesome.
And I'm guessing that Germanfest probably needs a volunteer or two to help out.
Well, yeah, a little bit with an event like that.
Four days, you said.
It's a big undertaking, and it's just so great how the community pulls together and really pitches it. And comes together and volunteers for these events. So we need different kinds of volunteers. We need volunteers, people who want to come down and enjoy the event, enjoy the music, enjoy the food, just, you know, grab some friends and just, you know, kick back your heels, polka dance, whatever it might be. But we also need volunteers to run the event. And so everybody has gifts, right? We all have skill set and gifts that we can use, and there is something for everybody. So if you would be so kind as to visit our website, WestBendGermanFest.com, and then click sign up now. It lists all of the volunteer opportunities. And we have everything. You know, if you enjoy working for people, you could serve beer, desserts, tacos. Our souvenir shop is desperate. We need people to manage the souvenir shop and to, you know, just to sell the souvenirs. And so if that's something you like doing, if you like physical work, we need people to set up, take down, tear everything down when it's done, or clean up, you know, people to come and collect garbage. So we've got someone, you love to play sheepshead, we've got somebody to come, you know, we need somebody to come and organize the tournament and that kind of thing. So groups, you know, if you're a coach and you're thinking, oh, this would be a great opportunity for the kids I coach, come in together as a group. We've got stuff for groups, individuals, couples. So please take a look at the WestBendGermanFest.com and see if there's anything there that might interest you. And then we have another opportunity, which is part of German Fest, of course, and that's the Norbert Taco Stand. Tony Cable is the owner of the Norbert restaurant, and he graciously donates all of the money that he makes from his taco stand to Habitat for Humanity. So we're really working hard to fill that taco stand with volunteers and not use his staff.
Right.
So we've got a separate website set up for that, and that's through the Volunteer Center. And Michelle and Melanie will provide that website in just a moment. But it's a 3.5-hour shift, and we have everything from where we need 4 people to just 2 people. So if you want to work it with your son, daughter, spouse, grab a few friends, it's a fun time. And so they'll provide the website. Just as another little piece of information, all volunteers do receive a really cool T-shirt. It's one you would wear. I mean, you'll see it. I mean, it's cute. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's raising the roof for families in need. So it's just really fun. And it's just a really, being part of this is, it gives you a sense of community. And it's just a great event in West Bend. And,
yeah. And again, awesome. German Fest starts on Thursday, the 24th of August, and goes through that Sunday.
That's right. We'll be kicking things off on Thursday at 5 o'clock. The Eddie Butts Band will be kicking things off. And then from 8 to 11, we'll have Rebel Grace.
Right. And I or Bill from Buzz Country will be down there on Thursday night, by the way, because we're the sponsor for Thursday night.
Oh, fun.
Awesome.
Wow, great.
So, but I'm guessing you probably need volunteers a couple days before that to start getting things set up.
We do. And so we already start setting up on Wednesday. And so that's on there, too. So, group, we need a lot of people. This is a big event, setting up tents and stages and booths and all that kind of stuff.
This really is one of those events where there is something for anyone to help.
Absolutely. Even if you just want to sit there and hand out prizes to Sheep's Head, or Sheep's Head. A couple of years ago, the Volunteer Center helped recruit volunteers and ran the Sheep's Head tournament, and that is intense. Yeah, and I didn't know anything about Sheep's Head, so if you're an expert.
I have never played Sheep's Head. Euchre, I can do, but not Sheep's Head.
You can learn to play, too. Yeah. They actually have people teaching people how to play Sheep's Head.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or if you don't know how to polka dance, they've got somebody there to teach you how to polka, too.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, like Terry mentioned, if you are interested in signing up to help at the Norbert Taco Stand, which I love, a different option if brats and crowd aren't your thing, and it's so kind of Tony to donate his proceeds to German Fest.
He makes wonderful tacos.
Yes, he does.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You can do that at our website, which is volunteernow.net, and we'll get you connected to Terry and have you help out at the taco stand.
And I just want to mention, too, August 20th, Sunday, August 20th, that whole day 9 a.m. to whatever time it ends, that's going to be a prep day for the taco stand at the Norbert. So it'll be just a day of prepping all the food and the sauces and everything that goes into making a taco.
Oh, okay.
Find out some secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. So, all right. So that gets us kind of through German Fest. Any needs for the week this week?
We have a few needs of the week. The first one I'm going to talk about is with River Edge Nature Center. They need somebody to lead weekend hikes and hands-on discovery activities. So you would help kids and adults discover a sense of responsibility when it comes to taking care of our earth. Volunteers should possess a positive attitude, a warm, enthusiastic personality, and a willingness to help in a variety of seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Elevate is having its annual triathlon coming up on, I guess it's already this Saturday, but they need volunteers to help, keep the race course safe for participants along the trail, or maybe you'd prefer flipping some pancakes and serving food. They do a pancake breakfast as well. There are lots of ways to get involved with this great event supporting Elevate.
And then we have an opportunity to help fight poverty and hunger in Washington County by helping with Ruby's Pantry. It's a food distribution.
Michelle's just coming back from vacation.
Sorry. It's on August 10th, and what you would be doing is helping to unload the delivery truck, assist people as they gather food items, so volunteers can start when they can, and they can help as long as they want, so that's a very flexible volunteer opportunity.
Is that sort of a 16 or over kind of thing?
I think
If you come, I think if you're coming by yourself, yes. But I think if you come with parents,
it can
I've
be a
seen younger
lower.
Kids
yeah,
there.
Definitely. So. We've okay. helped out there. It's, yeah. Kids are welcome.
Yeah.
All right. And again, you're in the new location.
We are.
303 Water Street here in West Bend is our new location. Like we said, phone or email is the best way to get a hold of us right now, just while we continue to get settled a little bit. That phone number is 262-338-8256. Or, you know, the best general email is contact@volunteernow.net. Someone will get back to you right away. And if you need to meet with us to find a volunteer opportunity, we'll definitely set up a time.
And this is kind of an odd day. We should mention to people, this is kind of an odd day for us, a Tuesday, because we usually get together on the second and fourth Thursdays. But because I was occupied with other things last Thursday, this was kind of it's kind of our makeup day.
Yes, exactly.
It's the rain day.
So I think we'll be back next Thursday.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about more ways you can get involved with the Hub Coffee Shop.
All right. Again, we want to thank Melanie and Michelle with the Volunteer Center and Terry with Habitat for Humanity and German Fest. Thank you for coming in for a community conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We are going to catch up on Carl's Outdoor Report, I think. Enjoy this beautiful weather just a little bit longer, huh?
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Discover buried treasure. Discover fun at Cave of the Mounds. See this geologic wonder that was hidden for ages. And this is not a tight squeeze. The first room is 300 feet long and has a 30-foot ceiling. Plus, Cave of the Mounds is a comfortable 50 degrees every day. Daily guided tours pass a stunning array of colorful crystal formations on paved lighted walkways. Above ground activities include our gemstone mine, fossil dig, butterfly gardens, an amazing rock and fossil gift shop. Cave of the Mounds, just 25 miles west of Madison.